A Northwest Arkansas winery won 4 medals, including 3 silver and 1 bronze, at the Indy International Wine Competition held last week at the Purdue University in Indiana. The Keels Creek Winery of Eureka Springs won awards for their Cynthiana, Frankenzin, Chambazin Reserve, and Vivant wines. Co-owner Doug Hausler describes his wines.
Okay, well, the Cynthiana is it's an American variety, native to there is a native version in Arkansas and Missouri. It's an unusual American variety because it more closely resembles European grapes as opposed to something like the Concord, which is also an American grape, but it has a Concord would have a distinctive different flavor. It is also the state grape of Arkansas. On the Frankenzin, it's a blend of Cabernet Franc and Zinfandel. Both of those are European grapes that we grow here in Arkansas. And the Vivant is a Canadian hybrid that is grown here in Arkansas. It's a nice light white, very fruitful. Closely resembles a Riesling, but has no Riesling parentage in it. And the Chambersin is a French hybrid that grows exceptionally well in this area. And one of the things we utilize is all the grapes that we utilize in our winery are within our American viticultural area. Basically, we buy grapes from our vineyard and 3 other vineyards in a 30-mile radius.
Mr. Hausler manages the Keels Creek Winery with the help of his wife, Edwige Denison, who advises him on the taste of wines, their blends, and marketing. Due to their efforts, in spite of being only 5 years old, the winery is no stranger to winning awards.
Our Chambersin Reserve has last year took best of show at the Arkansas State Fair with a double gold, and it has consistently won awards. It's a 2006 vintage, so it's 3.5 years in an oak barrel at this point, and we finally bottled the last 150 gallons, and that when that's done, that'll be all we have of that.
Keels Creek Chambazin Reserve wine is not only a double gold winner, Mr. Hausler also counts it as one of the winery's best creations.
We strive for dry wines, although we have some lightly sweet ones on either side of our arrangement. Right now we've got 11, 12 wines that we are making, 10 of which we currently have in our taste room. So it's sort of like asking what's your best child. They're all very good. Chambersin Reserve and the Frankenzin seem to be exceptional wines. And we'll continue producing those when we can.
Judged by over 50 judges from the United States, Europe, and Canada, the Indy International Wine Competition has categories that include commercial and amateur entries. Winemakers typically send in 2 to 6 bottles of each competing variety a month and a half or 2 months before the competition. The win, Mr. Hausler says, gives him the confidence to keep producing high-quality wines in the Northwest Arkansas region.
Primarily, it just gives us confidence that we're working on the right pathway to producing quality wines in Arkansas. One of the things that we're, even though we're in our 5th year of business and we are a relatively small winery here in Arkansas, we produce roughly 4,000 gallons a year, which makes us on the very low end of winery productions. But we seem to be able to hold our own against larger competitors.
For more information on the Keels Creek Winery and their wines, please visit their website, www.keelscreek.com. For Results at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri.